We now call the meeting back in session. Hey.
Where are we?
We're next case.
Same case. Reopening.
Same, right?
Come on up.
You ready?
Okay, sir.
Found his wife's notes, I believe.
Oh, okay, good.
So as far as the standards go, as far as the uniqueness of the property, the shape of the lot is what causes the hardship because the house sits right dead center in the middle of the lot. Building forwards or backwards, obviously, in the backyard, if we were to follow the variance for the backyard outbuilding, it would actually be almost attaching it to the house as it sits. In the front yard, the house sits perfectly 32 feet off of the front of the street, therefore creating a hardship to go out any further on the front of the house. The shape and size is definitely what is causing the issue with the variance. To do future development or possible future development, we would be applying for variances for pretty much anything we would do in the house, whether it would be a garage or any additional square footage added onto the back of the house as it sits currently. The variance would also make it necessary to enable just future use if we want to improve the property. As far as effects on the surrounding go, back in Bay Vista, I think there's been kind of the build and ask for forgiveness later, and that's why I'm here, to try and go through this process the correct way. I don't think it will alter or change the neighborhood in any certain way. There are several photographs and issues with with the variances that I have. Currently, when the house was last surveyed for this particular variance, Weisenbach and Einstein-Weisenbach did say the average on the street, the setback was 26.4 currently as it sits. And that's all I can tell you at this point.
Yep. Mr. Mills?
What is the need for the front deck?
Mostly just coverage from the weather, because right now it's just the three steps, a three-foot landing, and the front door. There's no real overhang on the house right now.
Okay. And the shed in the back, why is it that you can't put it 5 feet from the property lines?
We could do 5 feet. I think 5 feet instead of the four is fine. It's just that we were looking to do a structure roughly between 12-foot wide by 14 to try and, you know, encompass everything that we wanted to use out of it and make it a permanent structure. Most sheds that are in most of the yards currently can be drug anywhere, put up against fences, and we just wanted to kind of make it permanent.
Okay.
Did he say he could?
Well, but he had a reason.
Okay.
For not. Is the shed for the pool? Is that where your pump and so forth are going?
Pump, electric panel, and the utilities for the pool will be there. But also, too, it would be my primary storage for the house because we do not have a garage as it currently sits.
Okay. And how far will the shed be from the pool?
It will be 6 to 8 feet away from the pool.
Okay. So to put it closer creates a...
an issue with 10 foot from the fence and 10 foot from the main structure of the house.
And also difficulty with pool placement.
Correct.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
So you couldn't adjust, would that be such a hardship for you to move that shed, you would say? You couldn't adust the pool? You haven't even had the pool in there yet.
We could, but we have grounds to believe that the previous homeowner had actually buried a pool in the south.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Southern corner of the lot, basically. The northwest is where the shed would be, so that would be south. Western corner of the lot. There used to be a pool in the backyard prior to us buying the house. We haven't dug up the backyard to find it, but I do have reason to believe that there may be something in the ground there that we're just not willing to tackle. So the middle of the yard seems to be the safest place to go from what we understand.
Right.
So that would be your reason for not
being able to.
correct. Yes, sir.
And a smaller shed wouldn't do it for you or anything like that?
We could make it smaller. I figured we just would swing for the fences, so to speak, at this point and see what we could get to, help us with, future storage, because we don't really have plans to add a garage because we don't have the setback from the side of the house to the other fence line, or we'd have to encroach further out into the variance towards the street to build a garage onto the house.
Okay, and the proposed porch is, you went through Mr. Mills' question on that, so that's, I have no other question.
Okay, Mr. Warby?
Yeah, Marcia, are there other variances in that development?
I just looked it up on this map alone in Bay Vista. There's been 36 variances granted for front, side, and rear at different locations at different times. Not counting the last 2 years, basically, just before. Just on this one map, and there's multiple maps on this subdivision.
Two.
Okay.
Are there any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated that meets the standards, the uniqueness of the lot, certainly not a very large lot, and difficult to place anything on the lot. We heard testimony that feels that it's necessary to have something other than steps on the front and some coverage from weather conditions. The pool in the back, they're not sure what is in the ground, and that's why they placed the pool there, which limits the distance of the shed and so forth. And none of this created by them, but by a previous homeowner. The applicant states that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony to the contrary. Nor did we hear anything that it would be detrimental to public welfare, and it's the applicant feels he's requesting a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion. We approve case number 11,512.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickman that we approve case number 11,512. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,512 is approved.
Thank you. Thank you for my apologies for being unprepared.
Just
tell your wife not to send you unprepared anymore.
I'll remind you that that's why she's lost.
Yes, I'll do that.